What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5, if your ear holes are sucking us in live, Audi.
Now you understand that I'll get my hands politically around your neck, and all your tough guy crap's going to end real quick.
That was for Rogan. That's for Joe Rogan. Yes. However, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it and all that stuff. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit through Amazon, that helps us out with a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out.
Yay!
Join us on our social media during the show. Twitter is the best way, at Crab Diving, CrabDiving.
Yay!
You can also sling us a message over at Facebook. We don't check that one as often, though, but hey, like the page and share our shit and join the warm, fuzzy community over there at the... I'm not
fuzzy.
I'm not saying they're hirsute. I'm saying they're kind and compassionate.
Yeah.
Liberals with empathy.
Right.
Please clap.
Imagine that. Empathy, you fuck faces.
Get off my lawn.
There you go. There's a Republican. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for being here. And let's start the fucking show. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's going on, America? I read this fucking thing in The Root that really sad. It's like this, that dead fucking pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein. You know, people are more interested in how he committed suicide or what happened in that jail cell than they are in hearing from the victims, hearing from his fucking victims.
Sure. That's like an episode of, it's like a Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah, it's really
it's
fucked
intrigue.
Up,
it's conspiracies. It's secrets and shit. It's not that boring old sex trafficking stuff.
Yeah. It's I don't know, man. It's fucked up.
Our country's being run by a reality show star,
a rapist, a fucking rapist,
a flim flam man.
Yes,
a con artist,
right?
Who failed his way upward?
who saw a woman? He recognized in a store, followed her into a dressing room.
Allegedly.
And raped her.
Yes.
And she confirmed the story with a friend back when it happened.
Yeah, a couple, yeah.
So, I mean.
Contemporaneous.
That's our president.
Accounts.
That's our fucking president.
That's for you, Republicans.
Yeah, fuck you.
Although I'm starting to see a couple stories here and there about how some of even the evangelicals are like starting
wow.
to wake the fuck up about Trump.
Hey, evangelicals, wake up, but totally fuck off. You failed.
Some of them failed. Yeah, some of them.
God, what do we hope for the evangelicals? One day we'll wake up and they won't be homophobic. They won't hate gay people. They won't support our rapist fucking president. The bar
Manda
is so kalabuhu, low.
Masiki lomoko da masa.
There it is.
Yeah. Dumb fucks.
There's a chateau for you.
Dude, imagine that you wake up in the morning, you go to church, and you listen to that shit, and you think it's real. You think that flim-flam artist is... for real. How stupid.
Well, and it just seems like the, even though they're basically, I think, I hope, on their death knells, basically, these crazier religious cults.
Yeah.
You know, like these, I mean, your TV preacher types and the people that believe that firefighter prophet actually like goes out and plays nine rounds with the Lord every couple of weeks and gets a specific prophecy. And he's just got another book for you to buy.
Yes.
And more money for you to spend so that you can get salvation.
Well, I mean, yeah. And I think Death Knell is right because, I mean, the truth is, we said it before on the show, that there is nothing to be done with these vile lunatics that support Donald Trump except to wait and wait and wait for quote-unquote Jesus to take them.
I think his hardest hardcore, the guy we played yesterday, Bob, from Iowa, who was asked at some, I don't know, some fucking county festival fair cow-punching thing. I don't think any cows were punched.
Yes. Those fairs are horrible to animals.
Oh, they're all bad.
And, you know.
But Bob was asked who he had just dropped his corn kernel into what jar for.
Yes.
It's an official poll, apparently,
in
Iowa.
It's so fucking stupid.
And he got all hostile right away and was like, what? Look, I'm white. I'm old. They call me names.
Yeah,
what do you think I voted for?
Well, we did. Well, it's not names. It's not names, Bob, but you're a racist.
Well, Bob was finally asked, what do they call you? And he said, racist.
Right.
Well,
why?
Exactly.
Why do you think you're called that, you stupid fuck? And I want proof.
And are you called that?
Yes, that's a good point. That's a great point. I don't know.
So it's just that the perpetual victimhood.
Yeah. And I think emphasis on hood, white hoods.
And then you sprinkle in that Christianity, that crazy Christianity. And
sure.
It's a recipe for insanity.
I would like, if there's some reporter out there, go find Bob. Get the particulars on Bob and see if you can dig up Bob's roommate from college. Did Bob, in fact, actually have this African-American roommate, this dormmate,
well,
or is that
that's
bullshit?
Not how Bob described him.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm not describing him how Bob describes him, because that's their label. That's the label the white supremacists use to describe people. I don't say that.
Well, we can quote him.
Yeah, yeah.
Colored is what he used.
Yeah. I mean, you know, honestly, when people like Bob are, you know, we'll have progress one day when Bob is outvoted, you know.
Which hopefully will be soon.
Why the fuck do we have an Iowa caucus anyway? Jesus.
It's really bizarre.
Stupid.
The caucuses are odd. Your brother caucuses up in Alaska, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. It's crazy. One side of the room is for one candidate and the other side of the room is for another fucking
candidate.
Well,
there goes your secret vote.
Yeah, really. I mean, and if you were a Trump voter, you surely want your vote in secret. Unless you're Bob and you're right. Proud. But you're still a victim because people call you names.
Oh, he loves it.
I mean,
he loves it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Victimhood.
Yeah.
He loves it. He
gets to actually be one. People are like, wow, you're wearing a MAGA hat. You must be a fucking racist.
You know the creepy thing, dude? I watched that video and you can see the other little maggots circling the journalist interviewing this Bob. And
right, like dirigibles.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, I think I'll take out like, I mean, they're more blimps than blimps. But, you know, and they're just, you know, they're waiting to defend him. I would like to think it would be the other way around, but it's not.
Well, right.
Yeah.
What else
for these
got going
mainstream
here?
Media yeah, characters to get all wee weed up about that.
Let's see what's going on. from the crab diving news studios deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
That's Call of Florida Dateline, August 13th, 2019.
The year of our motherfucking God.
It's your headlines.
Oh, wee wee.
Blah, blah, blah. Over at the commie, pinko, liberal.
Defeat.
Huff Post.
Fuck you, Trump.
Headline there, which is loading.
Load.
I said load.
Hit the applause.
The that might hamper the load. It's a DOJ. Epstein guards put on leave. Warden reassigned.
Oh my God. I mean, yeah. How interesting. I guess this is relevant, and I don't know. What's the point in finding out what the fucking guy, this dead fucking pedophile, took his own fucking life? And the tragedy is his victims will never get justice, but at least he's fucking dead.
The Justice Department says two guards assigned to watch Jeffrey Epstein when he killed himself in jail have been placed on administrative leave.
Yes.
Does that mean they get paid?
Yeah, dude.
The department says in a statement Tuesday that the warden at the Metropolitan Correctional Center has also been temporarily reassigned.
Oh, shit.
To an office post.
Oh, how nice for him.
Pending the outcome of two investigations. So both the FBI and the Justice Department's IG are investigating the death.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe the FBI will get to the bottom of it, but our Justice Department ain't doing shit, right? Our Department of Justice?
Well, the next paragraph. Attorney General William Barr has expressed outrage that Epstein was able to take his own life while under the care of the Federal Bureau of Prisons.
Yes.
They put a warden from another facility. They moved him in to be acting warden. Their person familiar with the matter says Epstein was supposed to have been checked on by a guard every 30 minutes.
Right.
But investigators learned that those checks weren't done for several hours.
Jeez.
Before he was found on Saturday.
Right.
Hmm.
Wow.
There you go.
God.
It says also that one of them was a temp.
So none of this makes fucking sense.
One of the guards assigned to Epstein's unit wasn't a correctional officer, but a fill-in who had been pressed into service.
You know, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know what else is going on in that jail, who they're holding or whatever. They give this guy a roommate, a cellmate we learned yesterday, some giant fucking thug in blue, murderous fucknut, ex-cop.
Yeah.
And then they put the D squad guarding him, including a temp.
Yeah.
I mean, are we fucking stupid? Okay, here's what happened. Somebody had this motherfucker killed.
Well, or they let him do it. They set it up so that he was not being watched.
You think Jeffrey Epstein said, hey, listen, if you make it so you let me kill myself, I will have X amount of dollars deposited in your bank account.
Possible,
you know, I don't know.
You know, he's escaped and he's on some island somewhere. Oops.
I mean, because you know what I mean? Because if the diary exists and all this evidence exists that could implicate other people, then why would it matter if he was dead or not? I mean, is he the most credible witness anyway?
I mean, don't they corroborate? I mean, that's what they said about Michael Cohen with Mueller, but then that's the job of the prosecutor to then try to corroborate that witness's testimony.
Yeah.
Doubly super corroborated because their credibility is going to be attacked.
Yeah,
so if you can have, but the thing is, Cohen had tapes
and documents.
Yes.
To back it up.
Right.
To back up his testimony. So.
And it sounded like Epstein would have had that.
It sounds
as
like
well.
He had a diary we learned yesterday, right? Allegedly. Yeah.
This really is so fucked up. I mean, I understand, like, this is newsworthy and you report on this all the time, but God, to me, what Trump is about is that our country doesn't give a shit about women or children. I mean, all these kids right. got fucking raped. With
brown people or,
yeah,
or
nobody,
LGBTQ. There's
kids in cages. A pedophile's dead. Jeff Epstein is dead, and now everybody's like, oh, how did this guy die? You know, some level, who gives a fuck?
Well, they're not concerned about that. They're concerned about the intrigue, the movie.
Yes, yes.
The spy novel.
The soap
aspect
opera of it
to
all,
it. Right,
you know?
They don't give a shit that he's well, dead. They're...
Why wasn't anybody concerned when he got that bullshit deal from Acosta?
Nobody knew about it. That's part of the problem.
Yeah. No, people knew about it in the confirmation hearings. That all came out. People knew that he got that sentence where he got the sweetheart deal with the prosecutor, right?
Right. Joe Manchin didn't know, though.
Oh, I see you being sarcastic.
No, remember he said that.
He's lying. But he's lying.
He said, we didn't know about that deal when Acosta had his...
Yeah.
He said, I didn't know about that deal when Acosta had his approval.
Yeah, but the sad thing is our country knew about it. Everybody fucking knew about it. Nobody gave a shit. Nobody gave a shit until this guy's fucking dead.
Well, the rich white guys in charge all knew about it.
Yeah. And they didn't give a shit.
Well, covered some of them right. gave a shit because they're in the diary.
But what I mean is, like, when he got charged in Florida and the verdict or whatever the sentence from Acosta was given to him, his 60 months in jail or whatever the fuck he did.
I don't think he went to trial, right? It was a
But the deal. Public knew about that, right? There was knowledge. I mean,
well, you could... if it made the news, I don't know, but
man,
I mean, we all knew who Jeffrey Epstein yeah. was.
Nobody cares. No, and nobody
right,
cared.
Right. And we all knew about Bill Clinton being on some of the flights, yeah. and we all knew that Trump may have taken a flight or two.
Right,
we
right.
all know that some rich, powerful dudes.
Let's just think about this. We all know Trump was probably a rapist. He's done sure. bad fucking shit. Bill Clinton probably did bad fucking shit.
Sure.
That fucking guy who was Speaker of the House, Hastert. Bad yeah. fucking shit. Our government is just littered with dudes that have done bad fucking shit.
Yeah.
And we barely care. We barely give a fuck. Our country came out and elected one as president.
Yeah. Well, maybe our future.
Maybe.
The headline.
Shit.
No, I mean, our future is the headline over the Drudge Report. Riot police.
Yeah.
In Hong Kong.
Dude, that's fucked up.
I guess they were at the airport, Hong Kong airport.
Yeah. You know, I was watching some of this and it just looked to me, it looked like LAX on a normal day.
Riot police stormed the Hong Kong International Airport as protests by thousands of anti-government demonstrators forced flights to be canceled for the second straight day.
Oh, okay.
Travelers at one of the world's busiest airports were advised that check-in had been suspended and hundreds of flights were canceled and that they should leave the terminals as quickly as possible. Contact the airlines for more information.
God damn. I watched MSNBC today and I saw that shit going on. And that message does not reflect what I saw. Call the airport.
The clashes appeared to represent an escalation 10 weeks after the protests' massive peaceful beginnings in early June, when hundreds of thousands marched in the semi-autonomous city against a now-suspended extradition bill. So they got what they wanted with that extradition bill.
Right.
A Chinese official said Tuesday that protesters, quote, have begun to show signs of terrorism.
Oh, yes. Right.
Hmm.
This is our future.
And China appeared to be weighing a crackdown on the democratic movement.
China. Yeah.
But the crowd seemed to be inspired by the assholitude of the cops, not the other way around. That seems to be what's happening in Russia, too. It's the people are getting pissed off at the police now, not being afraid of them.
Wow, that's good.
Bolstered by anger over the crackdown by Hong Kong police, the protests have grown more confrontational in recent weeks.
Do cops over there have guns?
Probably. I don't know if they walk the streets with them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Chinese paramilitary police were seen in the video images being circulated online show a convoy of armored personnel carriers traveling to the airport.
Oh, shit. I saw that convo, man. That's
But be reassured, Trump tweeted, U.S. intelligence has informed us the Chinese government is moving troops to the border with Hong Kong. Everyone should be calm and safe. Oh, thank you, Donald. Thank you. Thank you for tweeting that. The world feels so much more fucking reassured.
Oh, yes. And I intelligence didn't tell you anything.
No.
You watch Fox News or
maybe
some bullshit.
Maybe they had a couple of pictures.
Huh?
Maybe they had a couple of
oh,
pictures.
Oh, yes. Maybe some graphs. A pie chart.
Some big bad Chinese people shooting some innocent protesters. But then he'd be torn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and if I work for Trump, I'm not going to send him satellite pictures. I'm going to send him pictures for some movie where something similar happened, and he'll believe it. He doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
Is that Kurt Russell? I love him.
Why is there an island that says this is where King Kong was discovered?
I'll be on the Lolita Express later. God.
The U.S. State Department has urged all sides to exercise restraint.
Yes. I mean, watching the footage from that airport, I'm like, restraint. There are people in bicycle helmets beating other people the fuck up. There is no restraint down there. Shit.
China resumed control of Hong Kong in 1997 after 156 years of British rule.
Hello.
Hello.
Right. Hello, I'm Prince Andrew. I'll be on the Lolita Express,
will. Oh, yes, I'll be a couple aisles down from Bill.
God, our whole planet, and I don't mean this in like an Illuminati sort of way, but it seems to me like our whole planet is ran by rapists, murderers, and fucking dickbags. God.
Maybe get...
You're what? You're right. Oh, shit. Maybe... Intern, first aid.
Maybe, no, I don't... maybe QAnon's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. That's the headline over the Drudge Report. The riots in Hong Kong and the Popo beating the shit out of people at the airport.
Well, over here, if we do that, the Popo will shoot people.
It says Trump neutral is one of the headlines.
Neutral. Neutral. I mean... Obama would be saying, you know, we don't tolerate people being oppressed anywhere, you know, unless we're droning them in the Middle East.
The pro-democracy people, I would think.
Yes, yes. No, I mean, it would be a no-brainer. But we don't know what this guy is about. Well, we know what this guy's about, Trump. He's not about democracy. I mean, that's apparent.
So that's all the headline. That's all the headline. Hong Kong protesters pose challenge to Chinese communist rule.
Yes.
Some wave American flags, sing the national anthem.
Damn. Wait, which side?
The pro-democracy people.
Okay. Well,
ironically.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know, guys. I don't know.
I guess it'd be better in China.
Yeah.
Trump's working on that. The Republicans are doing their best to.
Or are they trying to clean
up? Get rid of the democracy.
Yes.
Here.
And are they cleaning up their pollution over there?
Yes.
Okay, then we're doing the opposite over here. We're making more of it.
Yes.
Well, nothing makes sense,
and
man.
And fuck those endangered species.
Oh, yes. Fuck them. Are they asking for it? Was the condor asking for it?
They shouldn't have been looking so sexy.
Oh, yes. You bottlenose porpoise whore.
So we have other shit in the news.
Ooh.
What is this other story? Cuomo.
Yes.
Did you hear this today?
No.
I have the tape. This is hilarious. This is Chris Cuomo from CNN.
Yes.
Was filmed in an altercation that he had with some assholes.
Okay.
In New York.
Right.
And he got all upsetty pants.
Okay.
And the term Fredo was trending on the Twitter most of the day.
Because
one of these assholes apparently called him Fredo. And then at one point, Cuomo is like, that's a racial slur to our people. Or any of you Italian?
What the
any
fuck?
Any Italian calling somebody a Fredo? That's like a racial slur.
So let me be clear. Cuomo is equating Fredo with the N-word.
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Let us know that I am saying Fredo. Should I be saying the F word?
What, Fredo? No. No.
I mean, this is crazy.
He's out of his fucking mind.
Okay, that's good. Good, good, good.
No,
fuck, man?
Nowhere did I ever hear that the term Fredo is a racial slur.
No, of course not.
I was like, well, good for Scorsese, man.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
Invented a racial slur injected it into the lexicon.
Right, right.
He invented
a racial slur. I mean, damn, if I put a movie out there and some term of it morphed into some horrible racist slur, well, I would go on a tour saying, hey, I didn't intend for that to be the case. I don't want to create racism. Shit, man.
CNN's Chris Cuomo erupted at a man in public who apparently called him Fredo. in what they're calling a wild encounter.
Yes.
At a Shelter Island bar that appears to be near Sunset Beach.
Yes.
The video surreptitiously filmed by the man Cuomo was shouting at. So the guy, it's like an up nose shot of the two guys because the guy obviously has his cell phone down by his hip aiming upward. I believe getting, kind of the exact reaction that he was kind of aiming for.
Yeah, yeah. Fredo.
So, Chris Cuomo trending today.
Yes.
I think Trump even tweeted something about Fredo. That, see, now Chris Cuomo's doomed.
Yeah, yeah.
He's doomed.
Doomed in what way?
Because now Trump is on to Fredo, bugging him.
Oh, yes, yes. And so he's always going to use that,
right? He will always be Fredo. From now on, Chris Fredo Cuomo at CNN, right. Very unfair coverage, yes. Fake news.
Yes.
Fredo.
That's so funny. Man, that's crazy.
I'm just firing up the clip here.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is so New York.
Right.
I mean, Cuomo.
That's racist. This is it.
Cuomo's father was a governor.
But to me, okay.
It's not like this guy grew up on the, on the streets battling it out in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Fighting the rats for food and stuff. But the way Cuomo talks, if I can get this fucking computer.
Can I understand the etymology of Fredo? It's from Godfather.
Absolutely.
There's no
brother.
Other. So I just want to make sure I understand. There's no other reference for it. It's just from the Godfather.
Correct.
There's no deeper meaning.
Correct.
Okay. That's nuts.
I mean, I think.
What was the guy's name that played Fredo? What was his name? Because I think he died.
I don't remember.
Because there's something. There was one year he was nominated for an Oscar in three different movies that were nominated, right? Because he was nominated for Best Supporting in that. In Godfather 2? It doesn't matter.
Don't remember.
Who cares? Look it up if you find that interesting. If you don't, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you.
What am I, Fredo? Jeez.
I'm smart.
How does somebody like, I don't know. How does, I just don't know how you equate those two things. I don't know. And then say it, if you actually believe that, then say it out loud.
The Fredo thing?
No, what Cuomo said.
Right, which I'm, my computer is kind of locking up here, which is why.
Yeah, I mean, why does he say that?
Having problems. And Cuomo uses the F word a lot.
Which one? Fuck?
Fredo. Yeah, oh, no, yeah. Yes. Of course, fuck.
Well, I mean, he could say the F word for gay people. I don't say that. Oh, fuck that. I don't like that. Oh, I hate that. God. You wouldn't believe how many comics just throw that around like it's nothing. I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, especially around here.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, something's locking up my computer here.
God damn it. The internet in America blows, you know?
I feel like if I play the clip, it's going to be on some weird fucking delay.
You know, I just thought of this. And, you know, if what was going on at our airports or what's going on in Hong Kong, our cops would just be shooting people, man. It would just be like, brrr, you know? Pow, 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 pow.
I mean, maybe. Yes. Eventually.
If they're not white, for sure.
What was it? Kent State, right?
Yep. What evidence do we have that would support the fact that they wouldn't? When do the cops show restraint in America?
Right.
I would like to see that.
If they find out it's another cop.
Oh, yes. That's right. Right. Oh, okay. That's a good point. When they find out, when they find out they can do a favor for another one of them.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm just going to move along because I can't get this fucking thing to work right now. It's doing that, fucked up memory thing again.
Yeah.
Which I think I've discovered is when updates conflict with the stupid antivirus bullshit.
Hey, Gateway, can't you change when the fucking updates are offered or something like that? Well, why does it have to update during our motherfucking show?
This is an ancient Gateway.
Yeah. Can it be scheduled to have it not update during our fucking show?
I don't think it was updating. I think it's, it updated and the Windows update may conflict with it or some shit like that. God. I don't know. It's very pain in the assy.
Yeah, it sucks.
I'll move on.
Yes.
I've got, we'll listen to Cuomo at another point.
He's a dickhead.
We've got over the weekend, by the way. And then I think there's another one today.
Yes.
This is a Florida man.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Police say they have arrested a Florida man suspected of being a white supremacist.
Suspected.
For allegedly threatening to shoot up a Walmart.
Oh, okay.
On the day after the gunman killed 23 people at one of the superstores in El Paso.
Right. Shit, man.
This is Winter. He's from Winter Park, Florida.
Winter Park.
Do we know where that is?
I believe I could be getting that. I think it's near Orlando. It's a nice area.
Orlando. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of money there.
It is. A city near Orlando, known for its abundant outdoor spaces like Leafy Central Park.
Oh, okay. Very nice. I was in an outdoor space earlier today in my mother's front yard, and it was hot as shit.
It was hot as fuck, even early this morning, walking the dog. I was like, this is not acceptable.
So, Florida, you can take your outdoor spaces and shove them up your fucking ass. You're a humid asshole!
The agents arrested the 26-year-old.
Yes.
On charges of making written threats. Police say his name is Richard Clayton, posted a threat on his Facebook.
Oh, that's nice.
The day after the shooting in El Paso.
Right.
The post read, 3 more days of probation, then I get my AR-15 back. Don't go to Walmart next week.
Oh, my God.
There's so many things wrong with that whole, all that sentence.
This goes back to my point that our government doesn't give a shit. Maybe just about everybody. Because if they did, we wouldn't have all... We'd have an assault weapons ban.
A whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
We'd probably already have free healthcare.
Oh, yes. Well, but Yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking, if you think about what's, how many gun deaths we have a year, 40,000-ish, something like that.
It's probably underreported, yeah. So,
you're right. It is underreported, probably. That could be off by a lot.
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, but what else, if 40,000 people are killed.
And those are just deaths.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, people just not fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in a wheelchair the rest of your life.
What does it matter? I mean, all the other stuff we think about what we want from our government, what does it matter if we're all getting shot up at Walmart? Okay, I got free health care. Oh, I got a hole the size of a softball through my neck from some fucked up gun.
Well, they'll probably have emergency rooms at Walmart any day now.
Wait a second. At Walmart, there's going to be like a trauma unit?
Mean, why not? They have law offices. They have banks.
They have an optometrist.
They have an optometrist.
Who the fuck? For what?
Fucking Walmart.
For what? Why does our society need eyes? Make an argument for it.
And what about all the optometrists that they put out of business?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, they hire them at Walmart and pay the minimum wage.
Sure. Well, they make probably a little bit more, but nonetheless, they're probably not making what they would if they had their own business.
Absolutely.
That was thriving.
Dude. Come on.
So he posted that.
Yes.
But then they also said that a spokesperson for the DOJ said he's not on probation.
So
I don't know why he even tweeted that.
Okay.
Or put that on his Facebook. Investigators also said the suspect appeared to be in the white supremacist, believe in the white supremacist ideology, and has a history of posting threats on Facebook using fictitious accounts.
Oh, God, this guy sounds like a lovely individual to spend some time with. How great. So is he lying about the gun and all that shit?
When police arrived at Clayton's parents' home, the suspect repeatedly asked the officer if he was Hispanic, saying, "They're what's wrong with this country. They come in and are ruining everything."
Yes, yes. Well, what do you call making threats that you're going to shoot up a Walmart? Or fuck it. What do you call shooting up a Walmart? Is that making America great again, you dick?
He's currently being held in Orange County jail on $15,000 bond. That doesn't seem like very much.
Yes. No, that doesn't, dude. That sounds crazy.
On Thursday, police arrested a 20-year-old man at a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri.
Yes.
Charged him with making a terrorist threat in the second degree.
Yes.
Dmitry Andreychenko.
Nine!
Said he was conducting a social experiment when he caused panic at the Walmart.
Right.
Sounds like a band name. By wearing a ballistic vest and carrying a loaded rifle. Just what? Days after two mass shootings.
Ballistic vest. That just means it's a vest it repels bullets or some shit like that.
On Thursday, they also arrested a 23-year-old Las Vegas man who's now facing a federal weapons charge after authorities said he discussed making explosives and was planning an attack on a local synagogue.
Oh.
And an LGBTQ bar.
Oh, my God. They're going to copycat the Pulse nightclub thing.
The Justice Department says that guy promoted white supremacy.
Yes.
And communicated with people who identified with white supremacist extremist organizations. I'm noticing a thread.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, how do these, have you ever met when he's, I don't know, have you ever met a real racist dude, like a fuckhead?
Yes.
It's, you know,
I may be related to some
racists. I find those people extremely difficult to hang out with because they're dumb as shit and they're horrible conversationalists. They're big. I mean, it's the whole thing.
Yes.
How do they stand each other?
That's just it.
Is there a common bond?
They feed off each other's butt hurt.
Oh, they suck each other's victimhood off all fucking day. Okay, that's fine. Jeez. Lovely.
So I thought there was another one today.
Yes.
I believe there's another one today that they found.
Right.
And thwarted.
God.
White supremacists.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was going to shoot some shit up.
And they stopped it.
Yes.
I mean, the CDC isn't even allowed to study the effects of guns on society and shit like that. And like every day we've got all this mass shooting almost happened. Here's a gun story. It's crazy. I mean, we don't know. Guns could be the biggest problem in this fucking country. We don't know.
That's the one in Vegas.
Right.
No, I can't find it. Maybe I was thinking of one of the other ones, but
yeah.
The synagogue guy. Yeah. I think that's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Las Vegas.
Right.
He's going to shoot up synagogues and a gay bar.
Oh, that's nice. Wonderful. God.
So you guys are doing great, America.
Yeah. Good job, everybody. What the fuck?
Spectacularly.
I mean, let's elect Elizabeth Warren. She wants to cut gun deaths by 80%. That's her goal. We need some gun control, and she's gonna tax the living shit out of ammunition.
So Trump was out on the lawn,
yes,
again today.
Okay,
so of course we have this story says four unhinged statements in a 10-minute tarmac rant.
Wow. Oh my God! Is he standing in front of the goddamn helicopter with the propellers going?
Yes.
Hey,
that's his vibe.
Media, stop it! Stop showing up there. Why? Why do you let him have that power? Why do you allow him to answer questions when the helicopter's going? You can't even fucking hear anything. Just ignore him.
And he plays on that too. He's like, "What? What?"
I think
selectively hearing the questions that he wants to hear.
I think you got to stop covering these Rose Garden things with the helicopters going or whatever the fuck.
On Tuesday, Trump visited a natural gas plant.
Yay.
In Pennsylvania.
Okay.
After disembarking from the helicopter.
Right.
He spoke with reporters.
Yes.
He doubled down on his retweet of the conspiracy theory that the Clintons killed Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes. Trump, did you not hear my rant earlier? I said we should be more concerned with the victims of Epstein than Epstein's fucking suicide. Who cares? The fucking guy's dead. What about the victims?
Whoever he retweeted, Trump said, yeah, he's highly respected conservative pundit. He's a big Trump fan. He's a man who has 500,000 followers and he's respected.
Jesus Christ. He has a lot of followers. He has a lot of followers. He sounds like he's 17 years old and on right. Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
God, who fucking cares?
I'll skip this one because we're going to do that story in a second. He calls Chris Cuomo an animal.
No. He refers to brown people as animals, right?
In an incident filmed in the bar, Cuomo goes off on a man who called him Fredo. Punk ass bitches from the right call me Fredo, Cuomo says.
God.
My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN. Fredo's from The Godfather.
Punk ass bitches.
Punk ass bitches from the right call me Fredo.
Punk ass bitches.
These were apparently some punk ass bitches from the right trying to set Chris Cuomo off.
Oh, yes.
And mission accomplished.
Punk ass bitches.
Trump said, I think what Chris Cuomo did was horrible. His language is horrible. He looked like a total out of control animal. And frankly, nobody should defend him because he spews lies every night.
He spews lies.
Anyone that's seen Chris Cuomo would say that was a disgrace. You'd never see me do that.
I mean, I'm trying to think of what Trump wouldn't say. I think we could see Trump do that. I think that's, you know, a possibility.
Asked by reporters if he thought the Clintons were responsible for Epstein's death, Trump declined to refute the conspiracy theory.
Well,
I have no idea. I know he was on his plane 27 times. He said he was on the plane 4 times.
Yes. Trump.
I
was asking, does he believe Obama was born in Kenya? Would he refute?
There are people who question. And it still wouldn't fucking matter because his mother was a goddamn American citizen.
Right. That's
and no
right.
matter where he falls out of that vagina, he is an American citizen.
But Pat, it was it's about racism.
It doesn't matter. Oh, I never thought of that. Maybe we should explore that possibility. And then the question you have to ask is, did Bill Clinton go to the island? Because Epstein had an island, and it was not a good place, as I understand.
As you understand?
I was never there.
Wait.
So you have to ask, did Bill Clinton go to the island? That's the question. If you find that out, you're going to know a lot. This is the president on the lawn.
Was Donald Trump on the Lolita Express?
He was on the plane.
Right. And where did he go?
I read it earlier. It was not far. It was like from like D.C. to Newark or something. It was not to the island. I don't believe he went to the island. I think Epstein flew on Trump's jet more.
Right.
Than the other way around.
I don't know. Shit. God, pedophile island. What a nightmare our politics are right now. Jeez, guys.
That's our president.
Can we have people in their government that don't rape children? I'm sorry. Am I asking too much? Am I being high maintenance?
Yeah. And then
what the fuck?
And run it out of a pizza parlor.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's a front.
Yes.
White supremacist Florida. Oh, that's the guy. Okay. Sorry, I got a little discombobulated here.
Yes.
We've got this is from the other day. This is, I would say, good news. It is good news, but it's sad that we have to have this kind of good news. excuse me. You may remember Gavin Grimm. Gavin Grimm is a transgender high school student.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Who, was I believe it's Virginia,
right?
He was told he had to use the girls' bathroom,
right?
Because he was born with girl parts. God damn it!
You know what? I did a show last night at a bar, and they had a gender neutral bathroom. They just like go to the fucking bathroom. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, that's a novel idea.
I'm in Florida, motherfuckers. I'm in Florida, and you got some places with gender neutral bathrooms. We also have other shit that isn't so great, but, you know.
Nobody's diddling you, kid.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Is putting a dress on to look at your little snowflakes hoo-ha.
No one cares about your fucking kids, okay?
Well, a federal court ruled Friday that the Gloucester, I'm assuming that's how that's pronounced.
Yes.
Gloucester. It's like the British version, Gloucester County.
Oh, it was Gloucester.
Gloucester?
They say Gloucester. Whatever it looks like, that's how it's said.
Well, it looks like Gloucester.
Maybe it's Gloucester.
County school board's policies were discriminatory towards former transgender... That's poorly worded.
Yeah.
Still transgender. Former student, transgender student, Gavin Grimm.
You know, we were talking about how you say that word, and this is, I think, in the South and in Florida, you just get rid of all internal consonants. So you can say the consonants at the beginning and the end of words. No, wait, just at the beginning of words. And then the rest is vowels.
Okay. So how do you pronounce it then?
Gloucester. It's so humid, you know.
The court ruled the board's policies violated Grimm's rights under both the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972 when they stopped him from using the boys' restroom at the high school.
Yes.
They said the school board was also wrong not to update his official school transcript to match the male designation on his birth certificate now.
Damn.
And they issued a permanent injunction to change Grimm's school records to male.
Wow.
The court is also requiring the school board to pay Grimm's attorney fees and court fees.
Damn. That's right. It's like you could be on the right side of history, or you could pay people's court fees and be sued and look like a fucking moron.
Taxpayers are okay with that, apparently, though.
Oh, boy. Why? Taxpayers, think what else could have been done with that fucking money, right?
Grimm is now 20, transitioned to a boy at the start of his sophomore year.
Okay.
He filed the lawsuit back in 2015 and has been fighting the court case ever since. So,
yeah.
Good news.
Right.
From a court there. We'll see if the evil-ass school board appeals.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure they will.
It's so strange because, you know, a lot of these Republican conservative types, they are always so concerned with their freedom and not having big government fuck things up. But this whole, like...
Well, unless they want big government to step in. And
yeah. But what's... Yeah, it's crazy. It's just like, if the government is telling you where to pee, is there a... Well, you aren't allowed to just pee anywhere. You have to pee in a bathroom. But they're saying... I don't know. I just hate this. This is so infuriating, this dick-checking rule or whatever the fuck they have.
The,
It's dumb.
I'm just looking at some of the other crazy headlines here.
Yes.
I've got a story about, well, it's funny that, we have Cuomo in a little dust up.
Yes.
And also today, a man has filed a lawsuit against Don Lemon.
Okay.
From CNN.
Right.
For an assault.
Oh, shit.
At Sag Harbor Bar. I don't know where that is.
Right. Don Lemon got in a fight?
A man claimed in a new lawsuit CNN host Don Lemon attacked him at a Sag Harbor Bar last summer.
Oh, shit.
The lawsuit was filed Sunday. Seeks unspecified damages for emotional pain and suffering.
Did Don Lemon beat someone up?
The spokesman for CNN says the plaintiff in this lawsuit has previously displayed a pattern of contempt for CNN on his social media accounts.
Oh, yes.
This claim follows his unsuccessful threats and demands for an exorbitant amount of money from Don Lemon. Don categorically denies these claims. This matter does not merit any further comment at this time.
So somebody saw Don Lemon out and about at this bar, engaged him, probably tried to get a rise out of him, and nothing happened.
He said the host attacked him at a Sag Harbor dive bar, Murph's.
Okay. God. Murph's.
He says
Irish place.
His name is Dustin Heiss.
Yes.
Heiss, who was working at the time at another Hampton's bar, alleged that one night at Murph's, he recognized Lemon there. Heiss offered to buy him a drink, which he said the host declined. Later in the night, Lemon approached him and his group of friends. Come on. Mm-hmm. And after putting his hands down his shorts, he vigorously rubbed his genitalia and shoved his index fingers into Heiss's mustache.
Come on, wait.
Don Lemon rubbed his balls and then put his hands on the guy's mustache. Come the fuck on.
That is not true. Is there footage? Is this on camera?
Here's from the claim.
Nobody does that.
Here's from the claim. Mr. Lemon intensely pushed his fingers against plaintiff's face, under plaintiff's nose, forcing plaintiff's head to thrust backward as defendant repeatedly asked plaintiff, do you like pussy or dick? While saying this, Mr. Lemon continued to shove his fingers into plaintiff's face with aggression and hostility.
Holy shit. Okay, so we're assuming that didn't happen, right?
I'm assuming that did not happen. I can't imagine Don Lemon.
Oh my God. I don't want to sound like Fox News, but what if it did, dude? That is crazy.
Well, God, if there is footage of it, please, please let us see it.
Do you like pussy or dick?
Oh, that's funny. So there you go. He's now suing.
Right, right. Well, good luck with that.
And we'll see how far that goes.
Yeah.
It sounds like he tried to extort money. Like he tried to get some payment out of Lemon ahead of time.
And what an asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, if this guy is fat, if he's suing Lemon for this and he didn't actually, none of this actually happened, that's illegal, right?
Filing a false claim, I would assume is illegal. Instance, yeah.
If I said that you threw a chair at me, and I'm suing you for assault or some shit like that, but you didn't throw a chair at me, then I could be charged with fraud or something or lying or
libel or slander. Yeah.
Man, that's nuts.
Fascinating.
Well, it's crazy that. I mean, I guess if you're going to lie about it, really commit. Really commit. So, yeah. And if Don Lemon...
He's probably hoping for a settlement. And now they got CNN lawyers working on it. So he's an idiot.
Yeah, and if Don Lemon did it, somebody would have whipped out a camera, their iPhone, and they would have filmed that shit, right?
Well, then my respect level for Don Lemon would go up. Yeah. He rubbed his hands on his balls and stuffed them under some asshole's nose and was like, "Do you like dick or pussy?"
Well, it might help him as an interviewer, you know. Mm-hmm. People are more likely to answer your questions if you think that exists within that person, then you're not going to fuck with them.
You're going to be smelling lemon ball sweat pretty soon.
I mean, also, I would assume that...
Lemon fresh.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. That's good. That's a meme. Do you think he's done it in the past? I mean, has he done this his whole career? Don Lemon?
Played Sniff My Fingers?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm just saying...
I haven't heard that before.
I'm just saying, if you're the kind of person that does whatever this dude is describing, there should be similar things in your past, right? I mean, this wouldn't be your first, you know.
Yeah, well, we think there's other behavioral issues that have happened.
I just don't know what person, that's their move. You know, they feel threatened or whatever, they get mad. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, that's crazy.
Ken Cuccinelli.
Yes.
The Cooch.
Right.
Trending today on the Twitter.
Yes.
He is the new, what is he, the immigration czar or some shit like that? The
right.
Acting, of course, director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Yes.
He was speaking today.
Now, people are just calling him the Cooch on mainstream media, and that's acceptable, right? I mean, it's a podcast. We could say that, right?
Are they calling him the Cooch?
I think yeah. But I referred to, I think Rachel Maddow has referred to him as the Cooch.
I think she has.
I mean, dude, I referred to, in yesterday's podcast in the summary, I referred to the Mooch as Cooch. I think I did. I think I had the word cooch in the summary. I meant to ask you if that was okay, but now I remember I didn't ask you. I forgot that I asked you. I just assumed that I did.
Oh, I don't remember now.
Can we have the word cooch in an iTunes summary?
I think cooch would be okay.
Cooch.
Well, yeah. Why not?
Has anybody ever called... Why did I call the mooch cooch?
Have that one call the other one a bukiak.
Bukiak! That's the best Sopranos episode ever.
Here is acting director of whatever the fuck he is, U.S. Immigration, U.S. Yeah. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Oh, shit, yes.
Ken Cuccinelli.
Oh, my favorite. What a great guy.
On how... he was on speaking to NPR.
Yes.
And he thinks that there needs to be some editing done.
Okay.
On that silly poem.
Right.
That's on the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, yes.
Here is the Cooch.
Good. When I saw this morning, I actually messaged you and I said, is this real?
Yeah.
Because it didn't seem real.
I know. It's something we always joke about, and political cartoons and memes and shit are about how the Republicans would love to edit that poem.
Maybe we should stop saying shit like that.
It's prophetic. giving me ideas.
Everybody shut the fuck up. Everybody.
Prophecy.
I'm joking. But damn.
Well, maybe we can make some money like that, like that fucking firefighter fraud.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you a prophet?
Oh, wait, I'm speaking against the prophet, right? That means my chestnuts are going to roast.
Billy Barr is going to shut you down for terrorism.
He's a terrorist.
Hey.
Here's the cooch.
Would you also agree that Emma Lazarus's words etched on the Statue of Liberty, "Give me your tired, your poor," are also part of the American ethos?
They certainly are. Give me your tired and your poor who can stand on their own two feet and who will not become a public charge. That plaque was put on the Statue of Liberty at almost the same time as the first public charge law was passed. Very interesting timing.
Although you mentioned the American dream is built on this idea that this is a place where you can come and
it's
build
part
a life.
Of it.
It's where would you
part,
also
part
agree
of
that
it.
Oh my
part
God.
Of it. The American dream, that's part of it.
Now, hey, just for me, just so I understand who we're talking about, the Cuccinelli, he has he's rather infamous, right?
Former Attorney General of Virginia. Yeah.
Is he the blackface guy?
I don't know if he's blackface, but he was there when Governor Ultrasound.
Oh, yes.
Was transvaginal ultrasound.
Right.
When they were trying to pass we're going to stick something up your hoo-ha.
Oh,
to
perfect.
Not only do you have to have an ultrasound, but you got to have the inside type.
Wow. Talk about freedom.
He was there during that.
Yes.
And soundly defeated in the next election. Like,
right.
People in Virginia just got sick of Republicans for a while.
The cooch.
Wasn't there one of the states that was so gerrymandered it looked like a Pollock painting?
I believe so. Battered.
So that I thought we used their state as one of the examples of one that, like, where the Democrats won 65% of the vote.
Right.
But the Republicans have 55% of the legislature.
Holy
because
shit.
Of gerrymandering or something
yes.
like that. Like, it's just not representative at
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
Well, the cooch was defended. That brings me back to the Trump, the other Trump comment.
Yes.
Was that Trump
defended the cooch?
They brought it up in his crazy rant at the on the lawn with the helicopter
right.
in the background.
That guy.
And he said of Cuccinelli when he was asked about that.
Yes.
They say Trump said, I don't think it's fair to have the American taxpayer. You know, it's about America first. I don't think it's fair to have the American taxpayer pay for people to come into the United States. I'm tired of seeing our taxpayer pay for people to come into the country that immediately go on to welfare and various
right.
other things.
Various other things?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what would that be? Well,
he doesn't know.
What is he talking about?
He's
a taxpayer.
You can't ask him to remember.
Well, he's not talking about his friends. He's not talking about his buddies at Mar-a-Lago. They don't pay any fucking taxes.
Right,
he's not
as
talking
little
about,
as possible, right?
Right. They're not talking about Apple or Amazon or any of those people. What do they care?
You're going to be paying less taxes. Remember,
right.
the night after he won the election.
Oh, yeah.
When he was at that $500 for a burger bar or a fancy restaurant in New York, shaking hands with all the billionaires and the gazillionaires in the room. And literally, he's on a cell phone footage, and he's walking around saying, it's going to be great. You're going to pay less taxes.
Yeah.
You're going to pay so little taxes.
Yeah. I'm sure he was talking to Putin on that night, too.
It's
going to
be great. Thanks, Vlad.
Yes. Good job.
On his princess phone.
Yeah.
I've got a...
On his princess phone? No, on his unsecured phone.
His unsecured princess phone.
Yeah.
Oh, here's that other story. I knew I wasn't going too crazy.
Right.
Ohio.
Fuck you.
This is another white supremacist.
Oh, perfect. God.
This is today.
Yes.
This guy, we're going to describe him as a white dude.
Eat my dick.
An Ohio man has been charged by federal prosecutors.
Yes.
for making threats to law enforcement.
Oh, shit.
After an investigation found that he praised mass shootings online.
Oh, God.
And then when they went to his house, they found what they describe as a large cache of weapons and ammunition.
What does that even mean, a large cache? Because we did a show one time, and I was saying, hey, this guy's got a collection of weapons. How many, like five?
Justin Olson, 18, God damn. Numerous AR-15-style rifles and shotguns.
Oh, my God, dude.
Plus 10,000 rounds of ammunition.
Now, 10,000 rounds. I've never been deer hunting, but how many rounds do you squeeze off defending yourself from a fucking buck?
A rampaging deer?
Yeah.
Bambi's mom?
Right.
Using the online handle, this is all one word, Army of Christ.
Oh.
Olson voiced support for mass shootings and fantasized about terror attacks on Planned Parenthood.
Fantasized about attacking Planned Parenthood. Now, we all have our own hopes and dreams. We all fantasize about different things. You ever fantasize about attacking a Planned Parenthood? That's weird.
In one post, he warned people to ignore gun laws and stock up on stuff they could ban.
God.
In fact, go out of your way to break these laws. They're fucking stupid, he wrote.
They're fucking stupid. Is he the NRA or a terrorist?
Both. In a separate post, hell, even the Oklahoma City bombing shows that armed resistance is a viable method of political change. There is no legal solution. What change did Timothy McVeigh bring about by blowing up a daycare center and a whole government building?
Well, the building doesn't exist anymore.
Okay. What political change?
I don't know.
Speaking to authorities after his arrest, he claimed his online musings are only a joke. I'm just joking online.
Jokes are supposed to be, what's the word? Damn it. Funny. Right, intern.
He made threats to federal agents in some postings, talking about when the Branch Davidians compound in Waco, 1993, when it caught on fire and 76 members of the religious cult were killed.
Yes.
He wrote a post, said, in conclusion, shoot every federal agent on site.
Oh, my God.
He said, that was just hyperbolic conclusion based on the results of the Waco siege.
Damn, I mean,
where the ATF slaughtered families. I'm just being hyperbolic.
Oh, yes. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Haven't you ever been hyperbolic before, pussy?
But what does he need numerous AR-15 style and shotguns?
Maybe he goes squirrel hunting.
Well, that's some pretty vicious fucking squirrels.
But you only need one gun, right?
I guess
somebody told me that when they go deer hunting, they take a rifle and a pistol. And what you do is once you've shot the deer,
you finish it off with the pistol.
Yeah. Well, they said, well, if the deer pops up and tries to fight you when you get close to it, if he's not dead, then you shoot it with the pistol.
Not put the poor creature out of its misery. It's only if it's going to fight back.
Dude, I know I eat meat, and maybe I'm being just, you know, a big hypocrite here, but I don't want to go on a vacation to kill animals. I just don't. I'm sorry. I don't want to go hunting and shoot a deer and then have to finish a deer off with my handgun. It sounds fucking horrific.
Yeah, I don't find killing things fun.
Oh, gosh, come on.
I don't get it.
Welcome to the cuck show here at Crab Diving.
I mean, if you have to eat, if you have to eat, you know, then that's subsistence is another thing. But, you know, if you don't, then you're just getting off on killing shit.
Like,
Ted Nugent
right.
does not need to crawl through the woods and kill things. It's him fantasizing.
But when I think about Ted Nugent crawling through the woods, I'm like, that might be a better fit for him.
Like, I mean, I he's probably living off the residuals from jail bait alone, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Is he? No. No, he's not. Because who's playing jailbait for him to get residuals?
No, I'm kidding.
You're kidding. I was thinking about
that
it.
Was like, part of the joke. I don't think anybody's playing jailbait.
He's, Ford Trucks haven't licensed that song for anything. I don't even remember how that goes. I wrote a song about pedophilia. I'm so proud. Hopefully it'll win an Oscar.
I've got no inhibitions, so keep your keys out of your ignition. I steal a car like I got the curse. I can't resist the old lady's purse. Jailbait, you look so good to me. Jailbait, won't you set me free? Jailbait, you look fine, 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 and I know I've got to have you in a matter of time.
Wow. Well, maybe the matter of time should be like 10 or 15 years or something like that. Was that Ted Nugent lyrics, or were you just reading a poem?
It was Ted Nugent. Well, I don't care if you're just 13.
Whoa!
You look too good to be true. I just know that you're probably clean. There's one little thing I got to do to you. Jailbait, jeez. You look so good to me. Jailbait, won't you set me free? Jailbait, you look fine, fine, fine. And I know I've got to have you in a matter of time.
Hey, was Ted Nugent ever on the Lolita Express on the way to Fuck Island?
Oh, my God. Tell your mama I'm back in town. She likes us boys when it's time to get down. She's got this craving for the underage. I just might be your mama's brand new rage.
This guy sits on the board of the NRA, right?
Honey, you look so nice. She's young, she's tender. Won't you please oh, this must be the bridge. She's young, she's tender. Won't you please surrender? She's so fine, she's mine all the time. I woke my mind. It's God. All right, baby. It's quite all right. I asked your mama.
Well, see, now I think that's crazy because that's an old-timey thing.
Wait a minute, officer. Wait a minute, officer.
Oh.
Don't put those handcuffs on me. What about her? Hey, I'll share her with you. That's the end of the song.
Oh, and the cop. Let me tell you what the cop says. Great. Take your dick out. Sounds good.
Shelby's having a dream.
Yeah.
Barking in her sleep.
Why do dogs like to sleep under a table? Because it's not going to rain here.
Well, nothing's going to fall on them also.
That's why they're
all... them like a den feeling.
Oh, okay.
Like a comfortable feeling.
Right. Maybe we should... Should we be under the desk?
No, I don't think it would give me a comfortable feeling to be sitting under the desk.
She's right next to your shake weight.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Right.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission.
We get paid, baby.
Got a frog.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt Schilling.
Oh, my God. What a piece of fucking garbage.
Is in the news.
Yeah. He'll never be in the Hall of Fame.
Today on the Twitter.
Yes.
The president of the United States tweeted.
Fuck you.
At 6:16 a.m.
Nine!
No, the other way. 8:16 a.m. I was trying to do the math.
Yeah, that's early.
Kurt Schilling, a great pitcher and patriot, is considering a run for Congress in Arizona. Terrific. Fox and Friends. At Fox and Friends.
For Senate?
Congress.
Oh, Congress. No. Kurt Schilling will not be a congressperson. Shut the fuck up. For what? He has a job on... What radio station was he on or website? He did.
He's on like OAN or
Breitbart.
Something.
No.
Breitbart.
Not OAN. Breitbart. He does a talk show. What? Who's he going to be? He's not going to be in the fucking government. Fuck that.
Schilling, in his post baseball years, has become a far right wing political commentator who has endorsed Trump and who even promotes the false QAnon conspiracy theory.
Kurt Schilling was going to run against Elizabeth Warren. Now I remember.
Announced. And then, remember, had a rally that literally nobody but the press showed up.
Okay.
Remember that?
And he's a baseball star. I mean, my God, this guy led the Red Sox to their first motherfucking ring. To their first ring, and no one shows up to a political rally for this dick bag. That's how much of a shithead he is.
Many immediately took to Twitter to provide important background checks.
Absolutely.
Mr. Schilling.
He's an Islamophobe, right?
David Hogg.
Yes.
Parkland massacre survivor, activist, responded to the president with, he claimed Parkland was a hoax.
Did he really?
Schilling last year retweeted a conspiracy theory alleging one of the survivors from the mass shooting was actually a paid crisis actor.
Oh my God. You know, Kurt, I don't know if you listen to this podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. Back in the day when you won that ring for the Red Sox and there's something wrong with your foot and you're bleeding and you see the blood through the sock. Remember that?
Yeah. Amazing moment.
Some people suggested
that was fake.
That was ketchup.
Come on.
And I told him, fuck off. This guy's amazing.
He did have the surgery, yeah.
But now, fuck it. It could have been ketchup.
Well, I think it was amazing. I just think he's an asshole.
God.
But wait. Daily Beast columnist.
Don't you think he was going to run against Elizabeth Warren? Are you sad that we never saw any debates between the two? I mean, the fuck? She would have wiped the floor with his dumb racist ass, right?
Dean Obadala from the Daily Beast retweeted a 2016 Washington Post piece called The Radicalization of Kurt Schilling.
Okay.
A journey from surprise Bush supporter to the angriest commentator in sports, it says. Remember, he got fired from
Fox. From ESPN.
ESPN or Fox for like anti-LGBTQ stuff or something. Something horrific.
Well, of course, because baseball writers are not like Kurt Schilling. And a lot of commentators are not like Kurt Schilling. They speak out against shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it says here, Schilling at the time had just lost his ESPN gig after sharing on Facebook a vile transphobic meme.
Yeah, and you know what? I listened to that Baseball Tonight podcast, and a lot of people on that are from ESPN, and none of them would tolerate that in the least. Not one fucking, no way.
The tweet said, let him into the restroom with your daughter, or else you're a narrow-minded, judgmental, unloving, racist bigot who needs to die.
Yeah, I mean, that's, what the fuck?
And it's a picture of a gentleman in a very bizarre outfit that he's trying to, I don't know if he's trying to pass for a woman. Obviously the person's mentally ill or something.
But. You know, and Kurt Schilling's a big baseball star and all that shit. And baseball itself, like Major League Baseball to me it's not the biggest progressive group of folks. Like all the owners are dick bags, right? And there's a lot of racism within baseball and all that shit. But the people that write about it, a lot of them are very progressive, you know, and they don't like any of this shit. And many of them have called on baseball to update their domestic violence policies and, you know, and shit like that.
One person tweeted, so if you're an athlete like LeBron James, you should shut up and dribble. But if you're an athlete gets fired from ESPN for being a homophobic xenophobe, you should run for Congress. Got it.
LeBron James should run for Congress.
Yeah.
The man started a school. God.
The dog's got the hiccups.
No, yeah. Shit, man. God, you know, if you compare like baseball stars and basketball stars, it just, damn, man.
Kurt Schilling collects Nazi memorabilia?
Can you name me one thing Kurt positive Schilling about Kurt Schilling?
Is an avid collector of World War II memorabilia.
Yeah.
And his collection includes numerous Nazi uniforms, with swastikas.
Does he try them on?
Yeah, I don't think he jerks off.
What a flame. He jerks off.
You have to illuminate all these things.
Yeah, yeah. What a gross fuck face, man. Fuck him. Kurt, I hope you never, ever get in the Hall of Fame, you piece of shit.
He told Boston.com, it's memorabilia. No, it's not a Nazi collection. It's a World War II collection.
Right. Jeez.
Apparently there's other stuff besides the Nazis.
Yes. Oh, man.
Former Red Sox pitcher also had to apologize for a tweet referencing Muslim extremists and Nazis.
Yeah.
And then it was pointed out about his World War II collection.
Jesus.
World War II.
Curt Schilling is inching closer to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. The former Phillies ace appeared on 60.9% of the 425 ballots cast by the Baseball Writers Association.
Doesn't he need 3/4?
Of America. I don't know. He appeared on 51% of the ballots in 2018. I can't imagine. It's sports writers. They hate this guy because he's a racist lughead. They don't like him. God, there's no way that fucking guy should be in the Hall of Fame.
Schilling managed to drive a video game company into bankruptcy during height of the video game boom.
Right.
And then got Rhode Island taxpayers to eat $75 million of his debt. Oh, he is a typical conservative Republican.
Why would that happen? Why would they?
He probably filed bankruptcy or something.
Right. Damn, I just looked up Curt Schilling's stats. I wanted to see what negative stats to keep him out of the Hall of Fame. And he was really good, so I'm not going to read any of that shit. Fuck him.
This person says, you mean the guy who basically defrauded Rhode Island for $75 million? I've met that guy. He's white male privilege distilled into human form.
Who? Yeah, gosh, who the fuck wants to be Curt Schilling in a video game, though? Is a video game where you got to be Curt Schilling if you wanted to? Or
no, it was a development company. They were making all kinds of video games.
Oh, okay.
And he put it, they fucked it up.
Yeah. Oh, God.
This guy says, you forgot racist.
Yeah.
Schilling is a racist, too.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, of course, man. What did he say about, what were his Islamophobic statements?
Curt Schilling?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
he
don't
said some
specifically,
shit.
But now he's doing right wing hate radio. So imagine anything you can imagine.
I don't, you know,
this is the horrible shit he's saying.
He's so hard. Or a pitcher like him, nobody is able to pitch like that. And then after your career, you're gonna go on Breitbart Radio or something like.
It shows how
embarrassing, man.
Shows what a garbage person he is that he ends up on Breitbart Radio spewing hate.
Yeah.
We may have sad news.
Yes.
John Hickenlooper in talks to suspend his presidential campaign.
Hickenlooper, that's going to be so shitty.
And run for Senate instead.
Oh, there you go.
There was also a piece today or yesterday in Texas. Was it the Houston Chronicle or one of the big newspapers in Texas did an op-ed and said, Beto, please, 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 please drop out and run for Senate here.
Because don't you
think... We like you. You're doing well.
Yes.
You don't have a fucking prayer in this Democratic primary, but you have a prayer against Cornyn.
So wait. If you... Let's say Beto's running for president. We're raising all this money. Can he use that money to run against Cornyn?
Quite possibly.
Maybe
it has to
strategy?
Do with the... It would probably have to do with the DNC and the rules, some of the rules and shit, but I don't see why not.
And couldn't Hickenlooper do the same thing?
Maybe
that was a plan all along.
I don't know how much money Hickenlooper's been raising, to be honest, but.
I mean, maybe that was the point, that you get out in the national race.
But he was one of the ones that we were pissed at.
Yes.
It's like, what the fuck are you doing? This is our chance to get rid of Cocaine Mitch, excuse me, Moscow Mitch.
Whichever one.
Hickenlooper's a two-term governor, fairly popular in Colorado.
Right. But not fairly popular as a presidential candidate.
Typically polling in the area of about 1% and is now unlikely to qualify for the next round of debates.
Yeah.
In the Senate race, however,
yes,
he would be a top-tier contender. One recent poll shows him leading Republican Cory Gardner by 13 points.
Dude.
If he enters.
Hickenlooper. I know it's not the presidential, you know, race. You could either lose like a motherfucker running for president, or you could win this other race. Right. I mean, maybe that's a strategy. You know, you run for president, it's high profile, then you switch over to the Senate race for Colorado, and people know you, and you win.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, maybe that's what Beto was thinking. Maybe that's Beto's plan all along. He's climbing up. His fucking shoes walking over the table that you get to eat on.
Well, he ran for Senate first.
Oh, that's right. And he lost.
Not by much.
But
in Texas.
Yeah.
To a Republican.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it's Ted Cruz who, I mean, I think anal warts are higher approval rating than Ted Cruz.
You know what I was thinking of? If that was on a screen, like to get Ted Cruz's picture next to some anal warts.
Winning.
It's funny.
So there you go. Breaking news. Hickenlooper may be suspending.
Nine!
His presidential campaign.
Perfect. Shit. That sucks. I'm dropping out of the campaign. Oh, who are you? That's a hard thing, you know?
Trump caved again.
Ooh.
On tariffs.
Yes.
The stock market has been reeling since Trump announced he was going to put 10% more.
God.
On $300 billion worth of Chinese goods starting September 1st. But now he's decided, okay, maybe not.
Right. Has he done anything that's good for the country?
No.
I know we're biased, and I'm glad we are. Fuck him. But is there anything? Is there anything you could look at and say, oh, that actually wasn't horrible? I can't
think of anything.
Is there any way? I have an idea.
I mean, Ben Carson's been entertaining.
Is there any way? Have you ever seen the Mission Impossible movies?
Sure.
You know, when Tom Cruise puts on those masks, he looks just like the person.
Yes.
Can we do that with Trump? Just have somebody
put America's new mask? Transvestite army.
Just pretend that he's Trump and to just not do anything.
Alec Baldwin?
Alec. Thank you, dickhead. Jeez.
The stocks went up today on news that Trump is backing down from his major threat of the trade war with China. I just saw...
Is he going to take credit for that then?
Yesterday or the day before that, was it Bank of America? One of the big major banks or something said they upgraded their chance of recession to 33%. So one in three chance that we're going to go into a significant recession soon.
But to be fair, all of this shit would have happened with Hillary if she had won, no. Right? Okay, well, right. Damn, jeez, guys.
Those tax breaks would not have gone through.
Yes. God.
The administration had planned on slapping a 10% tariff, which is a tax.
Yes.
Which is a tax on us. On $300 billion of Chinese goods starting on September 1st, but now the administration backed down. Here's an official press release. Certain products are being removed from the tariff list.
Oh, shit.
Based on health, safety, national security, and other factors, and will not face additional tariffs of 10%.
Anything Ivanka produces.
Further, as part of blah, 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 it was determined that the tariff should be delayed to December 15th for certain articles.
Okay.
Products in this group include, for example, cell phones, laptop computers.
Wait a second.
Shelby.
If you're not
laptop computers, video game consoles, certain toys, computer monitors, certain items of footwear and clothing, specifically the Ivanka Trump brand.
But if you're not going to put the tariffs on those high-priced items, are you doing the tariffs? You know what I mean?
They're omitting all the shit. That's what they're saying. We're going to omit basically everything that I said I was going to tariff.
That would make you think that it's bullshit. You know what I mean? If he's going to announce the tariffs and then take the teeth out of it,
yes.
Then why is he doing it? Is he a dickhead or something?
Many observers are pointing out that the new date of December 15th would significantly limit the effect of tariffs on the cost of consumer goods during Christmas season.
Oh, shit. Damn. See, that's why, because people order all their gifts before December.
And they're not going to, raise the prices right before Christmas.
Well, I mean, you know, I haven't always gotten all my gifts before December 15th, though. God. These fucking overachievers. Fuck them.
The apparent reason for delaying the consumer product tariffs, of course, undercuts frequent lie about his tariff is that China pays for them and not us.
China. Right.
Trump keeps saying, look at all this money we're getting.
Right. We're not getting money. We're getting, it's the opposite.
Well, the government's getting some money from us, from the consumers who are paying the higher prices that are slapped on because of the tariffs.
Somebody on the Bill Maher show that he said Trump doesn't understand tariffs.
He has no idea.
But if he's enacting tariffs, how could he not understand them?
Gary Cohn, remember, tried to put together flashcards and pictures, probably with models or something.
Yeah, yeah.
To try to tell Trump that's how tariffs work. And according to one of the books, I forget, go to crabdiving.com/audible and download Fire and Fury and all the other great books.
Yes.
Omarosa's book.
I want to get all those. I think
Fear.
Right. I just read Fear, I think.
That was Woodward's book?
Whichever one had the guy explaining the economy to Donald Trump pictures.
That was Woodward's, I think. Gary Cohn, trying to tell Trump and that Gary Cohn tried to explain to him that nobody believes that.
Right. But
and
Trump.
Trump's like, I do.
Well.
I mean, that's it. There you go. We're done.
Well, why does it? You don't even have to be that introspective. If you look around the planet and you're the only one that believes something to be true, you have to believe you're a fucking genius, right?
Which he does. A stable genius.
Right.
Very stable.
God, I think he's got an ego problem.
Well, like Bill Maher said, you know, a narcissistic personality disorder is a disorder.
Right.
He said if Trump were schizophrenic or bipolar, people would be concerned and wanting him treated.
Absolutely.
Or out of there.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not the best place for a schizophrenic person to be.
Well, it is, but if you're Stephen Miller or if you're, what's that guy? What's
narcissistic personality disorder is also a disorder.
And the Blotch Nazi loves it, right? Steve Bannon loves it. There's nothing more Steve Bannon wanted than to have a fucking racist Nazi dickbag, white supremacist fuckface with mental issues in charge of our fucking country. Chaos.
I think he would have preferred the not mental issues, but yeah.
Really? Really?
Well, I think he would prefer himself in the White House, which would be a lot of the same policies without the crazy Twitter rants and without the insane statements and everything. Steve Bannon would be terrifying as president. Yeah.
He's terrifying as himself. I mean,
but fortunately he got the Trump taint. I mean, he was always kind of considered a little bit of a bozo, but after that whole Trump debacle.
Thank you. Trump taint. That's a nice thing for people to
picture. Now nobody wants to. Nobody takes him seriously.
Wait. Isn't he successful in spreading fascism around the globe? No. He's hated in Italy. Is that what we learned? Didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, he's got his little groups and he's got his little castle that he's renting and putting together some fascist squad or something.
I'm renting a castle with a fascist squad. Is he obsessed with like
bizarre
Bond movies or something?
It's all very odd.
Yeah. By the way, did we ever figure out what the FBI was looking for at Fuck Island underwater?
Well, it was just a couple days ago. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean,
we don't have that information yet.
Right.
This person says, it's clear Trump is floundering without a clear objective. Oh, gosh, do you think?
Wow. Good job, dickhead. He doesn't have a clear objective.
Well, and if your strategy is strength, don't budge, don't move. And he's like, okay, well, we're not going to do it yet. We're gonna wait till December 15th then.
Right.
I mean, it undermines his tough guy, strong guy stance.
But a stance really is just like whatever Steve Ducey says on that fucking morning show.
Yeah.
I mean. Just thinking about Kurt Schilling, man. It's like, of all the sports figures you know that run for public office, that guy is a big dickhead. I mean, why? And he was going to run against Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, kind of sad about that one. You know he would have called her Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Undoubtedly.
And the problem for Warren would have been, and I would have had a problem with it, I don't know, how do you debate Kurt Schilling without being incredibly condescending?
It would be really hard.
Impossible. Possible.
Thank you. Is that French?
What is that dog looking at, dude? She is ready to jump standing through the fucking window. She's ready to jump through the window.
It looks like a father and daughter crossing.
Look
the street.
At that. This dog is about to lose her fucking mind. Oh, she's all neck, too. She just moved her neck around. Long fucking dog.
She's a long dog. I thought 14 pounds was supposed to be it.
Yeah, yeah.
That was.
She's literally like the size of a sack of potatoes right now. A
bunch of pounds ago.
Yeah.
Here we go. Details about the death of international sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein were posted on 4chan.
Oh, okay.
The infamous website. 38 minutes before it was reported by ABC News.
Yeah. The cops tipped him off or something.
8:16 a.m. on Saturday, there was a post on 4chan. Don't ask me how I know, but Epstein died an hour ago from hanging. Cardiac arrest.
No.
And that was 38 minutes before ABC News broke the story.
You think they murdered anybody on that pedophile island?
4chan users initially believed it was a hoax.
Yeah.
But the poster proceeded to provide even more detailed information.
Wow.
Including a detailed breakdown of the procedures allegedly used to resuscitate Epstein.
Right. Oh, wow. Wait. A breakdown in the procedures used normally.
Breakdown of the procedures.
So,
allegedly, so they how they tried to revive him.
Well, they had a temp there. He's like, I don't know what to do. I temped for a long time, and most of the time I went to work, I had no fucking idea what I was doing. I just sat there.
The deputy commissioner of FDNY said any medical professional who divulges patient information without consent is in violation of the federal health privacy law, HIPAA.
Okay.
So they're trying to figure out how.
Right. How someone did it.
Somebody posted it on 4chan.
Some creepo didn't give a shit and did it, you know? Maybe.
Someone somewhere involved in the process, yeah.
Maybe he didn't kill himself. Maybe somebody went in there and murdered the guy. They just watched him die.
We don't know.
Right.
This says hanging. But, right. And he was taken off suicide watch, right?
I believe
he was.
Right. Well, I think they were a little premature with that call. I mean, you got your most infamous guy, I'm sure, in that facility being held, and he ends up dead. And it'd be one thing if there were film of some guard letting him kill himself or killing. There's no evidence, right? There's no footage of anybody doing it.
Right. I mean, they probably have footage of what's in the halls and stuff, so...
They
probably know that nobody went in there.
I bet they wiped those cameras.
Maybe.
I mean, how many shows have you
seen? Maybe they hacked into it and put a loop up and...
Listen, you watch...
Wait a minute. That's the same picture over and over. Hold on a second.
I have seen that so many times in movies. And right. God, that must be the easiest thing on the planet to do. How does that work? There's a camera that operates on a Wi-Fi network. I hack into it. And I insert the loop footage into the network, and it looks like it's coming from that camera. How the fuck do you do that, though?
I don't know.
You know, I just thinking back, I've seen it in so many movies, and I've never, that question never entered my mind.
Well, they put it on feed on loops, right?
Yeah,
so that
yeah,
they just have the same little part loop over and over and over.
How do you do that? How do you put it on a loop?
I don't know.
I've just seen it a ton. It just never occurred to me.
I mean, if it's a direct video feed, there would have to be some electronics involved that would,
well, yeah,
then feed just the loop to it.
Right.
Some of them take a picture of what the camera sees and then mount that picture on a little little mount in front of the camera to make it look like it's...
Oh, come
remember
on.
Remember that one? I've seen that done.
In real life or movies?
In movies.
What show?
I don't...
Because that's crazy.
What episode? What year?
I'm serious. Because that would be the only way I could do it. That, to me, is how you do it. You take a picture on your iPhone. Look.
The same view of the security camera.
I put it right in front of the fucking camera.
Yes.
Bam. Jeffrey Epstein's dead.
We've got some workers arrested.
Yes.
In Fort Worth, Texas.
Fuck you.
At American... Hi, Shelby. At American Airlines headquarters.
Okay.
More than 50 unionized catering workers were arrested as hundreds rallied to protest poverty wages and meager benefits.
By the airline?
Yes.
Oh, shit, man.
Senator Bernie Sanders said, in recent years, American Airlines has made billions in profits. It is unconscionable that their workers cannot afford good health care or get reliable raises.
Shit. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, isn't that all of our country, though, man? I mean, people, you can't live on minimum wage. You got to have a bunch of fucking jobs.
The union tweeted, American airline profits soar, but workers who generate its wealth by catering its planes struggle with poverty wages and unaffordable health care.
God damn.
Workers are employed by subcontractors.
Yes.
LSG Sky Chefs and Gate Gourmet.
Wow, so everybody making those meals that go onto these airplanes, and I make it enough.
American Airlines is Sky Chef's largest customer.
Okay.
The workers were chanting, bad insurance, lousy pay, this is how your food is made.
Ooh, wow. God.
Unite Here is the union that represents the protesting workers, said wages for catering workers at America's most profitable hubs are among the lowest in the country.
And what? In airport?
Yeah, they're catering workers. Yeah. The people making the food that goes on the airline.
So it's the lowest wages within the catering industry?
In the country.
Just what people get in general?
At the most profitable hubs, yeah.
Wow. That's shocking.
Airline food workers serving American flights in Dallas make as little as $9.85 an hour.
Are they in a time portal or something? Are they like, that's crazy, dude. Shit.
Airline catering workers are in Dallas this week to tell the airline one job.
That dog hates your fucking microphone. Do you know why? Because it's closer to your face than she is.
Airline catering workers are in Dallas this week to tell the airline that one job should be enough.
Right. Yeah, one job should be enough. Oh, man, I just got a great picture. Man, that's fucked up, man. That's crazy.
Hello, Shelby.
This is kind of fucked up. I'm putting that picture up. That's a good one. Follow us on our fucking social media.
So there you go, workers protesting against shitty low wages.
Yeah, dude.
And that's the only way we're going to get shit done.
Oh, yeah. Until you make it so they can't do that anymore. I mean, no one is going to have a change of heart and say, you know what? Or maybe they'll be shamed into it. Maybe they don't. Maybe Sky Chef doesn't want to know that no one pays. Whoa.
Are you okay?
She's fine. Yeah, she took
a header off of this.
That dog is kind of indestructible, though, man. I mean, she is a dynamo.
We got a few minutes left here in the big old show, y'all.
Yay.
We do this every fucking weekday.
That's right.
2 to 4
to 6 p.m. Central and 2 to fucking
4.
4 p.m. Pacific.
Right.
Yeah.
What about in Hawaii?
You know, I don't know shit about Hawaii. All I know is Jason Momoa is not going to shoot the second Aquaman because there's something going on with a mountain there.
I don't know that story.
If anybody knows that story, look it up and tweet us. What the fuck is going on with that? I just happened to see the headline.
What is going on with that?
Right, fuck, I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know. He didn't want his mountain fucked with, I guess.
I haven't seen the first one. I heard it's kind of shitty.
Aquaman? I haven't seen it either. I don't know, man.
North Korea or South Korea.
I thought you were going to say Korea like Trump does.
Shelby. I saw a story. I'm doing some work about some stuff that has to do with exports and imports.
Yeah.
And I saw a story today.
Like, what do you mean export and imports? Like goods and services or like you're all exporting a Excel file?
No, okay. Goods and services. Financial stuff.
Yeah.
This is in Korea, the Korean Times.
Okay.
A dispute over the Supreme Court's verdict to allow the import of life-size sex dolls has intensified here over its possible effects on society. They had to take it to the Supreme Court to be able to buy fuck dolls in Korea.
Who's bringing that case? I mean, really? I mean, let's say you want to buy a fuck doll.
In June, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of sex doll importer Bururu.com.
Yes.
That sued the government customs agencies for blocking their imports.
Yes.
Judges had ruled that the sex dolls are for personal use, and as such, the government should not interfere in such private affairs.
Hey, you leave my fucking sex doll alone. Government, from my cold, dead dick.
But feminist groups are opposing the import of sex dolls.
Yes.
Saying it could induce sex-related crimes and infringes on women's personal rights. I think that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't think it's feminist groups.
Right.
I think it's conservative groups.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, because...
It says the options... to customize the dolls could lead to the creation of replicas of real women, violating their privacy.
So customizing,
you get your favorite K-pop singer or something.
Oh, okay. Okay. You don't get a, I don't know, like a radio built in, some sort of music you can listen to.
Well, I guess probably have some. Have some Bluetooth Hooters speakers.
Where do you keep? I am honestly not trying to be a dick, but if you're into this shit, tweet us at Crab Diving. Where do you keep your life size sex doll? It's the size of a fucking person.
These ones are sitting in a recliner.
God, I have some fucking memory of some hack joke I've done about what do you do with them? Fold them up like one of those home treadmills and slide it under the bed when you're done. I don't know.
It says there's problems with the way sex doll importers promote their products.
Oh, okay. How do you promote it though? I mean, how do you?
A professor somewhere also agreed that the sex dolls are a form of sexual objectification, but he says it's not immoral. Sexual objectification constitutes one aspect of our culture, and pornography and sex dolls are at the peak of it, he says.
Yeah.
Sex doll products in Korea are not illegal, but pornography is strictly controlled there.
How do you transport your sex doll? I mean, if it's not a blow-up doll, inflatable thing, I mean, do you... Because I would imagine... Well, if you're in this business, do you call up somebody in the mob and say, hey... When you kill someone, what do you do with the body? How do you dispose of it? Because you're talking about carrying around something the size of a human.
Right?
Do you have to disassemble it into like arm, legs,
no,
torso?
Carry it on your shoulders, like even a horsey back.
You
ride.
Get to wherever now. You get to wherever you're going. You're on vacation. You unpack your sex doll for your hotel room. You're like, oh my god, I left an arm.
You wear it on the front, like one of those baby harnesses, one of those papooses kind of things.
If you do, you also can you check a sex doll, or do you have to buy a separate seat?
You just put it on your lap, I guess.
Oh man, I feel like really I'm rifling through every hack joke a horrible comedian would make about this. I'm stopping right now. I'm not going to say anything else.
Lee Sung Jin, representative of Bururu, says using a sex doll constitutes self-determination and his dolls can help disabled people. I started my business to make people happy, he said.
To help disable them.
They're disabled. It might help disabled people resolve sexual desires.
Oh, okay. I understand.
There are also concerns related to the sale of sex dolls that look like children.
Yeah. I mean, you know, God, how fucking horrible.
Currently, the products have not been imported here, but many worry if the government does not come up with regulations, it's only a matter of time before replicas of children become available.
What? Oh, man. Jeez.
So there you go.
Right. I guess if you keep one at your house, it just lives in a closet somewhere. You slide it under the sofa. Okay. I don't know, man.
I would sit it on the toilet.
It's funny.
So I thought that was a funny headline in the... The import export world, sex doll import continues to spark controversy.
The guy said disabled people would use them.
Yes. Yeah,
God, I don't know.
Where are we going with this?
I don't know, man. I don't know. If I'm in a wheelchair, I'm listening to this report. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. Thank you. You just built a mannequin I can fuck.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Or thanks. You built a mannequin I can fuck. Awesome.
Very weird.
Could end up that way too.
Yeah, that's true. Jeez.
So there you go. Apparently.
I mean, the carpool lane, you put it in your passenger seat.
Well, they had those in California for a while.
Right. But I don't think.
You could buy a dummy just to ride in the HOV lane.
Right. But that's actually bullshit. That's not the case. You either have to have two people in the car or purchase like a special license to be in the HOV lane. Meaning if you have enough money, you can buy your way out of traffic in Los Angeles. And that's evil as shit.
We're just about out of time here.
Yes.
Just so you know that... Alabama, Georgia?
Right.
I think one in Missouri, some in Texas. Some of these abortion bans have been passed. Well, now Tennessee says, hold my beer.
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
Tennessee lawmakers yesterday are considering whether to seek one of the nation's strictest abortion bans, even as such laws continue to be struck down in court. At issue is proposal to prohibit abortion once pregnancy is detected.
Oh my God. Are they trying to make it so in the South you have to travel like 1,000 miles to get an abortion? Yeah.
While a similar bill stalled in the Republican-controlled state house earlier this year, backers are renewing efforts now ahead of the 2020 legislative session. State Senator Mike Bell said, there may be no other issue that creates this much passion.
What's his point? That we need that? That it's important to not allow a woman to be
I'm sure his side is, yeah.
Then why, hey, Mike, are you for these sex dolls? Because that would cut down on abortion. You can't get one of these sex dolls pregnant.
Republican Senator Janice Bowling of Tullahoma, Tennessee.
Oh, my God. Tullahoma!
said, what we're saying in Tennessee is that we're looking for a way that says medically, scientifically, life does start at conception.
Why?
Well, you can't say medically and scientifically.
Yeah.
It's the definition of that life.
But you said she's looking for a way.
Is a philosophical one.
Yeah. It sounds
not a scientific
nuts.
One. Because if you want to say scientific, it's when brain function starts. And that's not till later. Right. Pain can't be felt until after 25-ish weeks when they try these pain laws.
You know, it's crazy. It's so fucking stupid. I mean, really, if Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, let's say they all have these laws, what would happen if you lived in southeastern Georgia?
Yes.
And you got pregnant and you wanted to have an abortion, but you had to travel somewhere where it was legal.
Wait, am I white and wealthy?
Oh, shit, yes, Pat.
Oh, then I just go to my family physician performs that with no questions asked.
Or you could take a nice long road trip.
No, that's for poor people.
Yes,
that's to punish poor women.
Yeah, and it's been 3 days in some fuckhole.
Because you have to have a waiting period, of course. And then
unless you're buying a gun.
You have to be forced to look at the ultrasound. You have to name the kid and have its first birthday party.
And then a funeral for your fetus. Lovely.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, and always available at crabdiving.com as a podcast.
Yay.
Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is at Rated R Comedy. Or go to
find out. Really an anonymous.
God bless the United States.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.